This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, our bartender Sergio, he is pouring them up right now as we got birthday boy Richie. He is in the building. We are going to take a little birthday drink with our guy Richie from Ennis. Big happy birthday to him. We do, of course, have the C-Note. We got Krusty's Corner coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is really a phenomenal time here. Shell Shack right off North Henderson in Dallas. We will be getting in about 15 minutes more of the Cowboys Crown Royal jersey. So we've already got a good Tolo showing that's been waiting patiently for the next round of jerseys. Now, it's only while supplies last, so you're going to want to get out here. Unfortunately, if you're not able to get one, as we mentioned, the only one that might be left standing would be the one that Eric is wearing, in which case you're going to have to figure out some type of trade for him.
And I'm an easy bargain. Let's be real about that, Walter.
Yeah, you can be a cheap date.
I can.
Oh, I know.
And hey, I have, and I will.
I took a survey of the Tolos. I said, hey, would you guys come out here if these jerseys weren't available? What do you think the – I surveyed four guys. What do you think the vote was? Like, yes, I'm coming out regardless and seeing you, or no, I just came for the free swagger.
I'm going 4 for 4. They wanted to see the Wooly Bully, and they wanted to see those chesticles live in the flesh.
I'm with you. I think we got some loyal Tolos here.
You have three that were all for us.
Okay.
One says he's about the swagger.
Right, I respect
fair.
It.
That's
I
fair.
Respect it.
Hey, three out of four? We'll take it, boys.
And
we'll
you know take what? It. Let me tell you what. The Tolos are good people.
Yep.
I'm going to take my own survey. We only have one guy that's honest about what we just the survey.
Yeah, that's true. They're all ball sacking.
I know everybody else is afraid that, like, oh, I don't want to say anything wrong to Broadus.
Don't want
to
say no.
The one guy that said, you know what, Broadus, I really don't care about you. I've come for the jersey. I respect that guy more than anybody.
Oh, man.
Anybody.
You do love honesty.
I love honesty because I wouldn't come out to see you bums.
We know that. Well, all the right. Moment of truth has arrived as we've got a glorious baseball audio segment, and we got to figure out, Eric, if your record has been broken when it comes to the
I'm
longest,
pulling the clock out.
Most uncomfortable question in the history
I'm
of the
I'm pulling the
fan.
Clock out here. We're going to see about this.
He's pulling his clock out. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
He's pulling out. We got, like, offers coming back in on the text for money here, Eric, to get that jersey, but you got to bring it out to them.
Oh, I'm going to be doing a
– And knowing you – If the number's high enough, you might just be willing to.
I could use a Tenski. I could always use a Tenski.
Okay. Need gas money going home.
Okay, so my question was 66 seconds to Stephen Jones.
Was it really?
66, bro, 66 seconds to ask a question is
diabolical.
I thought
it was like 90.
No, 66 seconds is
Sergio, the Sergio's going to bring these rounds of shots out for Richie real quick. Sergio.
Okay, we got the Richie.
Let's make this
We got
happen.
The Richie birthday shots. 38 years old, Rich.
Happen.
Rich, 38. Just a big 38.
Happy big 3-8,
Look
Rich.
At that.
Happy big 3-8. We got Sergio, who's done an excellent job. They got awesome specials out here. By the way, $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day.
Is this the Mexican candy? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
Little tajin on the rim.
Now, I know Shanda Panda, the Jolly Rancher. Oh, you got one. Okay. Shanda Panda.
Happy Love birthday, you. Richie, right?
Happy birthday, this. Rich.
Yeah,
happy
cheers
birthday,
to Rich.
Buddy.
Richie.
Happy birthday,
happy 38. I'll drink to
big
that.
Time cheers. Thank
Cando.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. This is
cheers. Cheers.
We're about to do Lion Radio.
All right.
Here.
Let's find out.
There's no way.
Woo.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That was good. We're gonna build up to Broadus's long, interrupting, crappy Jared question at the end, but we're gonna start. We're gonna start with Jared Sandler himself. We head to the top of the seventh. Broadus probably listening on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Did you hear this call of the Jake Berger? Listen to the way he calls this home run.
This could be either quick or we could be in for a long one as Berger hammers one to left field. That one is back, and it's not going to stay in the yard. Home run for Jake Berger. A solo shot. The Rangers lead 11-1 on Berger's 11th ding-dong of the year.
Oh, ding-dong.
He went with the rare, ever-elusive ding-dong.
Ding-dong.
And you can actually hear him pause. He sort of caught up in the air.
He
doesn't know exactly where he wants to pivot to. Ooh. I think he wanted to go dong there, and then he sort of... He muted himself on that, and he goes, you know what? Let me pivot to the ding-dong.
I was listening.
And I'm sure that perked you up a little bit.
Yeah, it was funny because I always text him after a win and say congratulations, and he goes, crazy game. That was it. It's usually like hey, thanks. But he goes, crazy game. You know, so here we are.
We'll ask Jared about the ding-dong call later on in the program, live here from Shell Shack. So this morning you had Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone on with Sean and RJ, 9:20.
7:20 in the morning out there in California.
7:20 from the hotel room in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Here's Brett Boone, as he is every Wednesday at 9:20 with Sean and RJ. They asked him, this is by way of hello to start off the conversation.
Would you like to start with us being your good luck charm or ding-dong?
Ding dong.
I like the ding dong. I have never heard ding dong before.
No.
Okay, he liked the ding dong. Okay, so we get the Boone stamp of approval for Jared Sandler.
Uh-huh.
But he also acknowledges, as a guy who is in a baseball family, a baseball lifer, he has never heard the ding dong call before on a broadcast. So Jared made history last night as the Rangers ran it up on the Angels. That's special stuff. Jared joins us later on in the program. Now, let's go ahead. This was crazy. This was the craziest thing in baseball last night. This is the Phillies going full Little League, okay? And they're losing the game on a 3-run inside the park home run.
You see the highlight of it?
Yes, it's incredible.
What angle did that thing hit?
It was a
carom from center field all the way to left field.
They'll be breaking that down in a geometry class near you at some point. But yes, here it is. This is Patrick Bailey, catcher, okay? The first catcher in 99 years to hit a walk-off inside the park home run. Take it away, San Francisco Giants Radio.
One out. Patrick hits a high drive. Deep right center field. This one is off the top of the wall, and it ricochets, and it's rolling on the warning track. Two runs are in. Bailey coming around third. Patrick Bailey scores.
It's an
inside the park walk-off home run. Now we've seen everything. And Patrick Bailey gets tackled as he crosses home plate. Amazing.
Yes, very amazing. Awesome baseball euphoria for the Giants and a total. That'll be Sports Center. I mean, that's probably one of the rare moments where you get Sports Center number one play for the top 10, and then later in the week, they'll classify it as the number one not top 10 for the Phillies,
team.
Right? Where you get the double appearance.
Well, the outfield wall there with the Giants is some crazy angles out there. It's kind of like what's going on there at Texas. And that thing hit, it looked like it was because you see him, Bailey, swing, and he's thinking it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realizes, oh, damn, I've got to run. And he took off, you know, for a catcher, did a great job. But that thing hit, like, at a severe angle to get all the way over. It's just this jagged outfield wall out there. It just totally just ricocheted. And
it's
good for the Giants. It was a great play.
It was the first day in MLB history to feature both a leadoff inside the park homer, because you had Lawrence Butler do that, and that walk-off inside the park home run from Patrick Bailey. Historic day in Major League Baseball yesterday.
That's outstanding. Well, now we head to Milwaukee, where they are doing an in-game telecast interview with the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. And they're asking him about their pitcher, who's been pretty awesome, Mizorowski. Mm-hmm. But the Brewers are up to bat. Mm-hmm. And they're so you're in the midst of the Brewers batting. They're talking to the manager, and they're thinking this is going to be a home run. He's about to get excited. He drops the S-bomb in the middle of it because he's ticked. It was no homer.
Yeah. Brewers, Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We've got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. It's pretty elite stuff here. As Monasterio sends one to left.
Get out of here.
It's deep. It's caught at the wall.
That's him going, get out of here. Get out of here. Didn't get the home run. Now, Pat Murphy, and I heard this during Baseball Nuggets today with Kevin Hagelin and Corey Majors in the KNC Masterpiece, apparently talking about Mizorowski. He says, this is a real quote, he's just broken the shell, man. He's just out of the egg, all arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off him.
Gooey stuff.
He's something special.
He's ooey gooey.
How about that for an analogy right there from Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Now, let's take it back to our program yesterday. We're going to go back-to-back G-Bag Nation. We close with a potential record setter from Brian Broaddus.
All right.
But we start with Kamar Rocker. We had a finger-licking question yesterday on the show.
Finger-licking good.
Talking about the ice cream sandwich remnants on your finger. A couple of us in the G-Bag Nation will just lick that right off.
Yep.
A couple others will just have to run that under the sink, maybe get some soft soap involved. Okay? Now, here was Kamar talking about wings, flavor, fingers. What's up, Kamar?
Okay, now how much of a – you got, like, sauce on the fingers. Okay, we were talking about this with ice cream sandwiches earlier. When you get, like, the remnants on your fingers after.
Yeah.
You going to wash that, like, in the sink, or are you going to – you licking that off?
No, that's getting licked off.
Thank you. Okay. You're looking good, Kamar. We could not count on you for one thing today.
We'll use a napkin, but there's no reason to wipe that stuff off.
What a stud. Kamar Rocker.
Nah, he's the only one.
No, he's not.
He is the only one.
I would do the same
thing. I called him out for it, too. I said, you had one job today, and you didn't
foolish.
Do it.
You're foolish.
Yeah, you had one job.
Well, what's his job tonight?
His job's to throw a no-hitter.
Perfect. I think we're going
no-hitter. Yeah, he's going to do that. You know that.
That'll be a tip of the cap to the G-Bag Nation and to wing sauce on the fingers of everyone throughout our
country. He knows
his
wings, by the way.
Oh, he does.
What is he, Asian Zing guy?
He's Asian Zing, but he even said he'll throw the blue cheese in there on you.
Mix and match the blue cheese and the ranch.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the moment. This is the moment.
Okay.
Whip out that clock. Is your clock out?
I got it right here.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get ready to hit that start button. Clock with an L. Here we go. Brian Broaddus, did he break the record? Okay, for the longest question
in
history.
This is going to be close. This is going to be close.
With Jared Sandler yesterday. Take it away, Mr. Broaddus.
Hey, Jared, and maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but I feel like last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem. But I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night. You're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know? And you're like going, I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
He didn't answer the question.
No, you wouldn't let him.
You wouldn't let him. He's so slow to answer the question. It's a split. It's a split question. And he was like taking forever.
So that's how you drew it up, is what you're alleging?
That was 1:07. That was pretty damn long.
That was 1:07.
Well, when I stopped it, it was.
Well, yeah. Which was fair, because we kept his little yeah answer at the end, where you actually, surprisingly, didn't cut him off, and he went on for his Jared Sandler ramble.
He was thinking about the question because it was actually a really good one.
It was.
And he was thinking about, and then you notice he pulled stuff up off his computer because he was on his phone or what, I mean, on the, and he pulled up, he said, listen, they've been getting the 7, 8, 9 out, but the last two nights, you're right about that.
Right. Yeah. No, you were right. You were coming from a place of correct.
Get ready for today. Click the pick. Pick the click. Whatever we're going to do.
It's going to be the shortest question in history.
It's going to be like my guy in Gilmer. Yeah. Dak, football today.
So how do we rule this, though? I mean, I would love, Lucius, if you have any thoughts on this. There was a lot of starting and stopping and interrupting and jumping back in. All the while, Broadus is right? It's a great question. Yeah. But I feel like that's the new record.
I don't know.
What was the original? What was yours?
66.
I got you by a second.
Yeah.
Mine's the longest.
Yeah.
Mine's the longest.
I mean, it's like a three-part run-on question. Is what it is.
I feel like Broadus can pull this off every day, too, if he wanted to. He can keep topping it every single day. Like, I got another question for you. Check this out.
I don't think you're wrong, Lucius.
Set a new PR
every single day, bro. It's like a marathon. Like, look at this man go.
You want to try it again today? We got back to back. We got Jared at 440. We got Ari Temkin at 5.
Ari will outdo me.
Okay.
Ari will outdo me.
Oh, with the question?
No. Yeah, no, with the answer. Ari will go with you could give Ari a little question and he could take that thing and run.
Yeah.
He could take that thing and run.
He's got impressive like PJ Carlissimo.
Yeah, he does. Stamina. He does.
Yeah, he does.
Well, nice work. Congratulations, Brian Broadus, ladies
well done,
and gentlemen.
Brian.
A new record.
Hey, Broadus, do you have a therapist or anything you talk to?
Me?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, you should take this piece of audio to him and just say, can you analyze this?
Yeah. What do you think?
What does this mean about my brain?
Yeah, what does it say about me?
Man, it says I care about the baseball team, Lucius. That's what I'm trying to get at, right? I care about the baseball.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, record setter and baseball guy of the day, Brian Broadus.
Absolutely.
Live at Shell Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Thank you. Brian Broadus, come on out.
Thank you.
We should have those jerseys here momentarily. Shell Shack.
You keep promising
North Henderson in Dallas. I hope I don't have egg on my face after promising it. The C-note coming up next. Where's Micah in the edge rusher list by the anonymous Brian Broadus and his other scout buddies and the Barnwell player rankings. That's next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, it's time for the C-Note here in the G-Bag Nation, live at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Would love to see you. We got more Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys on the way. Come snag one of those and capitalize on the Wednesday catfish special here at Shell Shack, $12.99. Absolutely divine. And coldest beer in town, that's for sure. $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day here at Shell Shack. We're having a great time. Tolos galore, having a good party. C-Note time here in the nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Krusty's Corner coming up in a few minutes. A lot of people alleging maybe it's not a record-setting question because it was three separate sort of questions all in one with Jared. We'll have to get the rest of the shows to be the official arbiters on this and see if it's the official record for longest, crappiest question in fan history. And we will get that over to Sean and RJ and the KNC Masterpiece. But in the meantime, here's the Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. We've got another list. The execs, the coaches, and the scouts. They today put out the edge rushers. Where is Micah Parsons of your Dallas Cowboys on this, courtesy of Jeremy Fowler and ESPN, at number one?
Oh, snap. The MVP of the party has arrived.
We got a couple of the jerseys,
we got more jerseys
that have arrived. Now, I think possibly when these are gone, we might be out. We might
out. This will be a tap out situation.
So this is probably it. Like, while people are here, I know we've got
some. I know this lady needs one. She's been waiting. I know she was the first one here.
Do you need XL? You need an XL for Pops? Is that what it is? XL would be a good size.
Grab one.
Let's do that.
And then we will we'll get to this. I know over there in Dee Dee in the SMU shirt, she's been waiting.
Dee Dee and Charlie are getting it
absolutely
done.
They need to get one. And then we'll continue. Hopefully, we've got a little overflow here. But number one, best edge rusher in the game, Myles Garrett, was voted at number one by your Cleveland Browns.
Come on around.
Then we've got T.J. Watt on here of the Pittsburgh Steelers, made it. Now, we need to make sure that the people that have been waiting, like we...
Yeah, we got the people that have been waiting. One. A lot of people have been waiting.
Yes, because we got, I mean, heck, we can even wait till the break if we need to do this. But T.J. Watt coming in at number two, I don't have an issue with that at 1-2 with Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt. And then Micah Parsons at three. Now, they write up, the numbers say Parsons does have a very compelling case for number one. His 126 pressures and 31% pass rush win rate lead the league since 2023. And he's done this despite facing the highest double team rate amongst edge rushers on this list. He's got 19.1 pressure rate last season. He's led the Cowboys. He's got the eighth highest clip in the NFL since he joined the league. So pretty impressive numbers there, but I do think when you're talking about just complete edge rushers and then Max Crosby comes in at four, followed by Nick Bosa at five, I don't have an issue with the way the list is ranked at all with those top five. That's honestly probably the way that I'd look at it. I think you can make a case that at number six with Trey Hendrickson, should he even be ahead of Nick Bosa at five with the Niners? And Nick Bosa is awesome. But Trey Hendrickson is so underrated, and he did lead the league in sacks last year with 17.5.
Yeah, I tell you what, the whole thing with this, the way that with Trey Hendrickson, I mean, who's kind of messing this up more right now, Cincinnati or Dallas?
I mean,
it seems like to
Cincy
me
he is. Because ultimately, like, the Cowboys pay their guys, they just wait to the last minute. There's a question mark, does Trey Hendrickson get paid at all?
You would rather have Micah than Trey Hendrickson, right?
Yes, I would.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I mean, at this stage with the age and stuff, yes. If you were telling me from the beginning of their in their primes, you could make the argument for Trey Hendrickson. Really unbelievable.
Is there only one or two rushers that you would take over Micah right now?
Yeah, I mean, Micah is.
There's three,
and he's in his prime. Yeah. You know, I think that's the differentiator right now is Micah is in the prime, whereas all these other guys are creeping on the back nine a little bit. when you think about Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, even Trey Hendrickson is a little bit older.
Yeah, like I think that Garrett, Watt, and Max Crosby are all more complete players.
I would
take all three of those.
Yeah, I'm a big Max Crosby fan. He never comes off the
and
field.
And Crosby's 26 or 27. I mean, him and Mike are
essentially never comes off the field,
same age.
You know?
He's an absolute Iron Man. It was ridiculous every week looking at his snap counts, just not coming off the field. Yeah. And as the season went on, it started to, the wear and tear on him started to be real. But, yeah, he's dynamite.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson at 7, Will Anderson of the Texans at 8, Danielle Hunter of the Texans at 9. They're the only team with two here
bookends
in the top 10. And then Jared Verse coming in with the Rams. That Rams defensive line, man, watch out. Kobe Turner, Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, that is a hell of a unit. And then the honorable mentions in your own division, you've got Brian Burns of the Giants. You also have George Karloftis of the Chiefs.
Karloftis.
Nick Benito of the Broncos, and he is one of the more underrated in the sport. And then some others that also receive votes, Trevon Walker of the Jags, Josh Hines Allen of the Jags, and then Khalil Mack still of the Chargers. So that's how it ended up going for those top 10. And Mike, at 3, I don't have an issue with it.
Biggest riser for next year, probably Jared Verse.
Yeah, Verse, and then maybe Hutch. If he can stay healthy.
Yeah, if Hutch
season.
Can stay healthy, absolutely.
But Verse could be a perennial top five guy on this.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the way you guys talked about him during draft season, and then I remember the way Broadus talked about him after the joint practice with the Cowboys last year. It was like, holy crap, this guy might even be better than I even thought he was, and I thought he was incredible. And then he goes out, and all season last year, he was next level as a rookie. So.
Yeah, I really, to see him live – in person, in the way that he was breaking down, and it's hard to believe that guy that big, that explosive, that way of playing off the edge, and the way he's able to break down offensive tackles, whew, that was impressive.
And I think Laitu Latu of the Colts is another guy that has a chance to get up there. Rookie season was okay, but he, I think, is ascending, and year two has a good shot. Now, Barnwell yesterday, we ran out of time to get to it here in the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. He ranks the NFL wide receiver, tight end, running back group, so the best and worst teams, playmakers for every team.
Uh-huh.
Worst in the league is Cam Ward's Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's rough.
That's rough for him.
Well, I mean, Calvin Ridley. He's got Tony Pollard.
Yeah, they got two good running backs in Tajay Spears and Pollard. And then you got Calvin Ridley. And then they did sign Tyler Lockett. I mean, this might be one that ends – and I like Ayoma Noor, their rookie second-round pick that they got from Stanford. That dude, I think, can be a really good player. But I guess maybe there's some where they're thinking Lockett is Dunsky and Calvin Ridley is also at 30 years old now. I think they're being slighted a little bit at 32. Like, I might like what they've got going on, even though I'm a big Tedrone
McMillan
fan.
Is this just for the skill guys?
Just for skills. They've got the Panthers a step ahead at 31. You look inside your own division. Giants are at 26 on here. They're actually a spot higher than they were a year ago.
I mean, Malik Nabers and Tyrone Tracy coupled with, what is that, Bellinger at tight end?
Yeah.
Is that what they're running out?
Yeah.
I mean, Nabers. I feel like that might be a little bit
Darius
low for
Slayton.
Them.
But I guess it's like what you got to look at the other teams. Like the Bears, I would say, are definitely better, and they're at 25. DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and then what they're working with now, they just drafted Luther Burden. They've got Colston Loveland, Kyle Manungai, DeAndre Swift, Roshon Johnson
all
in the backfield. So
honestly, the fact that they're 25 just shows you how impressive, I guess, the skill sets are.
Some of the weaponry
of
around the league, 100%. Now, when you get to the Cowboys, they're pretty high. They're higher than I thought. Washington's at 13, and then the Cowboys are at 11. They were 7 a year ago, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
They were 18 a year ago. They've moved up to 11, and this is really all due in large part to adding George Pickens. Because now Pickens is elevated, your wide receiver too. At running back, that you would think would really draw them down, but the trio of Lamb, Pickens, and Ferguson is helping him out here. In fact, I don't know. Like, it's just how good CeeDee Lamb is. I'm not really sure that the Cowboys would be better if you look at it as a whole, like consensus, than some of the teams that are behind them.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously the running back room is bringing the Cowboys down in a big way, obviously. But when you have Lamb and Pickens, which is about as good as you can get from a duo wide receiver. Yeah. And then it's like how much respect do you have for Jake Ferguson.
Ferguson, I think.
He can be a top 10
What if these backs turn into the ability to catch the football? If you get Williams and Blue going catching the ball.
Sure.
You know, that could be something. And how are they going to use Turpin? You know, they used him in the backfield.
That's
some,
true.
You know, I mean, maybe there'll be more opportunities for their running backs to be better. It might not be running the ball. It might be catching the ball.
An extension of the run game in that way?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Your top five, when it came to just overall, hey, where do these rank up? You had the Ravens there at 8. And then number one.
Oh, no, your computer's doing that thing again, isn't it?
Now we're going ahead.
Number one was going to be Philadelphia, Walchuk.
Which, not a shocker.
Brown and Smith, Goddard,
Goddard's
Barkley.
Back. We thought they were going to get rid of him, and then they got the best running back in the game. So it's hard to argue Philly. But you've got Eagles at 1, Cowboys at 11, Washington was at 12, and then the Giants at 26 within your own division. Last thing here, we go back to DallasCowboys.com. They've been asking their 20 questions.
Yep. That's a staple. That's the Nick.
It's great.
That's the Nick Eatman staple of like, okay, we got to find content right before we go to camp. Let's play 20 questions today.
Mm-hmm.
That was always like an ordeal to come up with 20 questions.
Yeah,
as a group.
Some of them have definitely been stronger than others. But
oh
overall,
yeah, we've not
like
been
it.
Very good at it sometimes. I'm talking about we come up with like two or three really really good ones, and then there'd be others where I'd be like, man, we're really not.
But hey, you got to get to 20 somehow.
Like I say, the mailbag is big for DallasCowboys.com.
Definitely.
Mailbag, people like love the mailbag.
I believe it, dude.
Yeah. I love bagging mail.
Here was the question that they asked today. Who has the most to prove in a contract year?
Okay.
So those that are, and we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens,
Diggs.
Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Rich, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
We just had a birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich.
Pretty
it's all right,
incredible.
Buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract year. Tyre Elam is in a contract year.
Let
Richie's
go,
up.
Rich.
There he is. But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
Looks like
season,
me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say,
man.
Check his knee for some scrapes.
Yeah,
it's all right. You know, the one that I'd argue for is Sam Williams.
He just bounced off the floor like that. That was
Sam
impressive.
Has not proven that he's had consistency, and he's coming off of an injury. I think, to me, Sam Williams would probably be my vote of the ones in the contract year that have the most to prove right now.
I like that. That's fair. Off the injury and just hasn't had the consistency. You see the flashes of, like, this guy could really be, I mean, from, like, an explosiveness standpoint and, like, somewhat of like just a general athleticism standpoint.
Sure.
He's right there in the Micah realm.
Yeah, he is.
He's a freak, dude. He's jacked. He moves well. Super long arms. And then you got him running on Gunner on the punt team.
Yeah, which is insane. Like I've never seen a defensive end playing Gunner.
Never seen that before. So if he
Brian Urlacher kind of thing.
If he could just find a way to
keep some
consistency and sort of get out of his own way. Obviously the ACL stuff makes it a touch more difficult, but. That's a big one. He's just an ultimate disruptor if he could just be more consistent with it, man.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. So there's your C-note.
I love it. All right, there it is. C-note here in the G-Bag Nation live from Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson here until 7 o'clock. Would love to see you. And, hey, friendly reminder, we're actually going to be out and about again at one of the hottest new spots in the DFW Metroplex, Pickler Universe. Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35E. Just past the George Bush Toll Road. That's going to be on Friday, so come on out. Learn all about pickleball, this amazing new club. You're going to love it. We'll be there from 2 to 6:30 this Friday leading into Rangers and Astros. We'll have pizza, we'll have Stella Artois beers, and we'll have some fantastic fellowship on Friday. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Cannot wait to see you there. Coming up next, live from Shell Shack, Krusty's Corner.
Yes, we talked about all the skill people the Cowboys have. What are they going to have to deal with on defense in the secondary? We'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We will move on and get back to some football, just generality around the league. We've got some audio for you coming up at the top of the hour. This is a historic moment as Eric now smells like, what, cigarettes and Jim Beam?
Yeah. This is heaters and Jim Beam and just a splash of Dr. Pepper. Mm. Me and Rodeo Ron
this
with the jersey
wild.
Swap.
Literally, Ron came over and made you go to the back room and said, no, if you're going to give me that jersey you're wearing, you are going to now put on the shirt that I am wearing. And you have both switch shirts.
Shout out to the Grass Monkey Lawn Care.
Unreal.
Got the monkey on the back.
Wow.
And, just smelling like Marlboro Reds.
Hey, yeah, you're wearing it well, brother. You are wearing it well. All right, time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacements. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much, Wooly Bully. Appreciate that. You know, Ron saddled up to me, Eric, at the break and was kind of talking about, he's like, listen, he's wearing my shirt with the Jim Beam boy. And the cigarette smell and sweat and all that. And I'm like, you're wearing Eric's shirt? That's no deodorant. You know, that is just straight funk.
I was washing I washed my body today in the shower with I believe some goat cheese or something like that.
Then Ron goes, well, Rodeo Crystal, she's in love with Eric, so like, she might take the shirt with Ron and your scent on there, so that might be a double play for her.
Rodeo Crystal, baby.
So some Rodeo style there going on.
I love
on,
it. But, she's the best.
Yeah. I saw spittle one time. Like we were at one of those remotes where we're with the beer companies that we were doing stuff with mm-hmm. back in the
Martin
day.
Martin House?
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like spittle. He had a Tolo shirt on that he switched with another person at the event. Uh-huh. I don't think
he did it with some Tolo undies one year. This was probably 5-6 years ago.
Huh?
Did a little undie swap.
You know, there's
Spittle's
times,
a man of the people.
There's times where I really want to just kind of just hug you and embrace everything you do in radio, and then there's times I just want to just
bam,
exactly
uppercut me,
just
the greatness
uppercut
of
you right there,
right
no.
in the jugular.
But that's one of the times I'd hug you because I still don't believe you, but I think that you mean well. You mean well. It's 5 hours of radio, yeah. And you mean well.
I do mean well.
You do mean well.
I'm glad you know that.
All right, we did get into this. What is this? We've gone from June radio to July radio now.
Mm-hmm. That's
a couple
true.
More weeks, and then we get to talk about football, for real football.
For real,
instead of all the lists and stuff like that. But Pro Football Focus we were talking about the Cowboys receivers, and I wanted to run something by you guys. You know, yesterday I was talking about how important the inside three were going to be for the Cowboys. Yes. We're talking about the two guards in the center.
Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker.
We guessed it first try.
Yeah, we did. We were really on that.
I don't think you did. I think there was a lot of, like, there was a lot. And maybe it was confusion because of me and confusing questions.
No, it wasn't.
I think we were just goofing, you know, but we knew the right answer the whole time.
Just wanted to prove we knew the roster.
Really?
Yeah.
We ran it down from top to bottom.
I'm not too sure. All right, but Pro Football Focus, they put out the best secondaries.
Oh, okay.
So now you're sitting there thinking, like, okay, Cowboys, without Pickens, you would be like, holy geez. Okay, what's interesting is I'm going to read the top half of the opponents that are in the top 10 for Cowboy opponents that have the best secondaries in the league.
Oh, okay.
And you tell me how concerned, and then I'm going to take the list from the bottom and say, oh, okay, now this gives me a little bit of hope.
But so you're just looking at the teams that the Cowboys are going to play this
year. I'm looking at the Cowboys opponents,
yeah,
and I'm thinking Pickens, Lamb, first, all those skill guys that we talked about, everybody that's going to be involved, I was thinking, like, okay, do you feel good against these matchups and with these teams? All right? And let me go through these. They got the Baltimore Ravens. I'm telling you who number one is. They don't play Baltimore, but they're number one. I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
All right? Kansas City at number two. How do you feel like, okay, Kansas City, is that game going to come down to how well, is that going to be a game that you're going to have to throw the ball, or how are you going to win that game? And do you feel good enough about Pickens, Lamb, Ferguson, those guys going up against the second best secondary in the league?
I mean, Trent McDuffie alone is a guy who can sort of erase somebody out of a game.
Sure.
And then Steve Spagnuolo with what he's able to do just from a dial-it-up standpoint.
Right.
And then you factor in the Chris Joneses of the world that are going to be in that game. That's going to be pretty tough sledding. They still got Nick Bolton, brought him back, Carl Loftus.
Jaden Hicks is probably a safety that's going to be pretty damn good in year two. And then they just drafted Noel Williams, who we liked a lot out of Cal.
Confidence level, poor, good or poor?
I would say poor.
Poor? Wooly?
If I had to choose between good and poor, I'd probably go with poor too. Yeah.
Denver Broncos are number three on this list.
Oh, yeah, that's poor.
I might put the Broncos ahead of the Chiefs, personally.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, they just added Jahdae Barron.
Yeah.
They have PS2.
Hufanga.
The defense was nasty last year. Zach Allen. But Benito, they could easily be the best defense in football. And are you going 2 Mile High?
You're going that was, to me, was when I saw that the schedule, and
that's,
I knew
the most guaranteed L of the
that
year.
That was the one game I didn't even think of. I just said that's an L.
Yeah,
right
me
there.
Too.
They don't fare well up there.
I don't think they've beaten Denver.
Detroit's number six. Good or poor? Huh.
Brian Branch is the one guy that really jumps out.
I think they could make some plays against Detroit.
Okay, we feel good about that one.
New defensive coordinator.
Chicago at seven.
Jalen Johnson is really good, but I think they can make plays against Chicago.
Okay. Philadelphia at number eight. I think Philadelphia might be a little low on this number eight
list. Because of Mitchell and DeGene.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because Dak
and they added our safety from Texas.
Makuba.
Philly is low. Philly should be a top fiver, I think, on this. I still would lean like I think that they'll be able. It's going to be a great battle. But Dak has proven he ain't scared of Philly, man.
Sure.
And those games, usually when he's playing, are pretty tight.
Yeah. But this will be the first time he goes up against Eagles' Dick Fangio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, because he missed both games last year. And that's true. Fangio's had his number.
That's an added element.
Yeah. The L.A. Chargers at nine.
They can make plays against the Chargers.
Okay. So the only thing of the top ten, the only ones we feel really, I think maybe Kansas City, but Denver seems like the one that you guys are the most concerned about. Dallas not really been able to make anything with that skill guy.
You and I are on the same page when we did it. It's like that's the one game that I think is a guaranteed L on the schedule. I'd be blown away if they were to beat Denver on the road.
All right, let's talk about the teams at the bottom. Green Bay at 19.
Yeah, dude.
that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, because they lose Jair Alexander, and they got nothing to speak of. I mean, try and come up with a secondary member in Green Bay.
They just have Javon. I know they have Javon Bullard because I just love that guy out of Georgia 2 years ago. He's a safety. But that corner, I don't think they obviously don't have any corners.
I struggle with Damon anyone.
Well, they talk about
corners.
Like with Xavier McKinney.
Oh, yeah, they got two good safeties.
You know, Carrington Valentine they mentioned as well.
Oh, that guy stunk out of Kentucky.
Yeah. And then and then rookie safety Evan Williams last year. So we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully we can pick apart Green Bay.
Giants at 24.
See, here's the thing. Their front four is so good that
kind of like Dallas.
Yeah. It could easily make up for the fact that the secondary is not much to speak of.
And they had the sneaky addition of Paulson Adebo, who's been pretty good.
Yes.
But he's coming off an injury.
All right. They got them at number 24. Arizona at 26. Got Garrett Williams, Buda Baker, Jalen Thompson, and then they drafted Will Johnson as well in the second round.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
But Buda Baker's a stud. But, yeah, I think that you should be able to, especially Will Johnson, a double move.
Minnesota at 27.
Oh,
they're calling
Minnesota.
This an aging secondary that benefits from the defensive scheme designed to pressure opposing quarterbacks. Got Harrison Smith. We always talk about him. Byron Murphy, a cornerback, is coming off a career year.
Yeah, he's good.
But they've got them at 27. Feel good about that going against Minnesota?
The problem is Brian Flores in that front seven could wreak some havoc despite the fact that they don't have household names in the back end. So that's still going into that game. You're talking about a Vikings defense that could – I mean, Van Ginkle could go to the house on you.
Yeah, Van Ginkle's been really good. The Cowboys just seem to have Minnesota's number. So I feel overall pretty good about that. But, yeah, Brian Flores is a hell of a coordinator. You got to respect him.
Washington Commanders are at 28.
Yeah.
Old Dan Quinn.
They were one of the worst. The Commanders' secondary was one of the NFL's worst in 2024. Yet the team came within one win of the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
Yeah. They added Will Harris, Jonathan Jones in free agency, Trey Amos that was picked in the second round.
Amos and Sanders still.
And Marshawn Lattimore really didn't do anything for him last year either, right?
No, he had that hammy and just wasn't the same player.
How about the last one? By the way, the Cowboys are ranked 31st in this list.
Wow, who's worse than the – oh, I guess the Dolphins?
Vegas Raiders are.
Oh, the Raiders.
The Raiders. So, yeah, they talk about safety. Jeremy Chinn is the most seasoned of the veterans, but overall they said this team drafted – Darren Porter in the third round, he could provide spark, but they're saying this is the worst secondary in the league. So do you feel better about playing the opponents, the back end, the bads, or do you feel better, or how do you feel about your chances against the goods? It seems like Kansas or Denver was the only one you really had.
I would say Kansas City as well.
Kansas City, Denver.
Because you're looking at the whole defense, like secondary aside, when you factor in the coordinator plus what they have in the front seven, that can make up for some of the lack. So, like the Bears, who are ranked high in the secondary,
right.
I actually probably fear the Vikings defense more than the Bears.
Because of the pass rush and stuff like that?
Yeah, and Brian Flores.
And Brian Flores, right. So, that's it, man. Those are the opponents. You're going to have to deal with some pretty good secondaries, but the schedule also offers an opportunity to maybe take advantage of some. They're probably looking at you thinking the same thing.
Sure.
You know, take advantage of the Cowboys secondary.
Hey, health, God willing, I think the Cowboys will be much better than that ranking. But certainly right now,
with
the unknown of Diggs and Ravel and what you've got with Kyrie Elam and Kalen Carson, I understand why they're so low. All right, thank you very much. Krusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Come on out. We're partying at Shell Shack. North Henderson here in Dallas. We've had amazing Tolos coming through all day long. They've got happy hour from 2 to 6 p.m., $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day, awesome food. It's alive and popping out here at Shell Shack, so make sure you stop on by as you're getting off work. We've got the football sounds and news of the day. Are the best coaches coaching on Friday nights? That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.